This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, accept from us, make it the best ever we have done, and give us more strength and power and reliance to do even better. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I hope everyone had at least practiced one or two of what we had covered. Good doers, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are always Allah conscious, and then we have patience to do all this in general in life, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us. The fifth virtue or criteria that Allah loves to see on His servants is actually reliance on Him. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-mutawakkilin. Verily, Allah loves those who rely on Him, put their trust on Him, feel Allah is enough for them. And al-tawakkul, which is reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is actually an order. Allah ordered us, and number one, He ordered the Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتِ. Rely on the one ever living and never dies. Rely on Him. What does rely on Him mean in my daily life? Number one, I need to learn what does the word mean in Arabic. Tawakkul al-wakil, generally, is when you put your trust in someone fully, you trust them, and you give them your affair. You surrender or you give your affair to them. Ironically, this word in the Arabic language is actually used for lawyers and attorneys. Al-wakil is someone who, or muwakkil is the one who have given me their case. So when we give to an attorney, or we hire an attorney, or we hire a lawyer, basically we trust in that person, human being. He is the best to take care of this case or whatever I have. What about the creator of the attorney and the creator of my affairs and the creator of everyone? A reliance to become a person who rely on Allah fully, that I will gain and will be rewarded by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get there, I need to know about Him. The more I know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all His names and attributes, He is Al-Qawi, He is the strong, He is Al-Rahim, He is the merciful, He is the owner of mercy, He is Al-Qadir, He is the capable, He is Al-Razzaq, He is the one who gives. If I live with this day by day, in and out, that He is the only one has these criteria, and all human beings, they have these criteria, but they are part of it. The original criteria or the original character is only Allah has. Then I will submit and I will put my affairs to Him, because who else will do this better than Him? Who will take care of my affairs better than Him? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used it in the Quran in many ways and forms. And for example, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. We always say this. Hasbunallah. Allah is enough for us. Wa ni'mal wakil. And what a reliance, or what a one that we can rely on. Or what is he, or what who is he, the one that can suffice my affairs. So wa ni'mal wakil. We are actually sometimes ordered or sometimes highly recommended to use this term in our daily life. And before I say this, I want to point to a point. Tawakkul, reliance on Allah, is actually a form of worship. They call it ibadatun qalbiyya. It's my heart. It's an act of worship of my heart. It's not my tongue. I can say it. It is not my body. I can do things. It is my heart. Feel, believe, and then my body will act. And I will feel that Allah is enough for me. I don't need people. It's okay if I don't or I don't have. Allah is for me. He'll take care of me. These words, when we say it, but when it comes from the heart, then I know what reliance on Allah means. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Enough is Allah for me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said, ordered the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet said it. Sayyidina Nuh said it, Sayyidina Hud said it, Sayyidina Ya'qub said it. All these, when they were going, and of course Sayyidina Musa, he didn't say the word tawakkul, or he says, Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. Nay, Allah is with me, He will guide me. Enough. This is what tawakkul is. You feel it internally that Allah will take care of you. Even if everything around me is not what it is, everything around me tells me nothing is going to go well. I know if I surrender and give my affairs to Allah, He will take care of me. He will make things better, or He will make me feel better. And two daily activity we can use, and we were highly encouraged by Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to use tawakkul in, is actually when we leave the house. There is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the meaning of whomsoever leave the house and say three things. And he said, Bismillah, by the name of Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, I rely on Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah, no power, no change of status, but by Allah. Then it will set to him, that person, hudita, kufita, wa wuqita. You will be guided, you will be sufficed, and you will be protected. And then as he or she leaves, shaitan will come to them, or the shayateen will come to them. One shaitan will say to the other, don't go there. He's already guided, and he's already have enough, and he's already protected. So when we leave the house, let's practice it. Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. By the name of Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, rely on Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. No power, no change of status, but by Allah. Also, when we go to sleep at the end of the day, one of the dua, as we say, it's a long one, but the beginning of is Allahumma aslamtu wajhi ilayk, I surrender my face to you, wa fawwadtu amri ilayk, and I surrender and I give and I rely in all my matters upon you. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah loves those who feel it and act by it, that Allah is enough for me. We take the means, we plan. I'qilha wa tawakkal. Tie the camel, but rely on Allah. So I do everything I need to do, but I don't get connected to the things I planned or the things I have, because sometimes I have and I planned, but the result is different because Allah is the one who operates and who makes things works. So let's try in our daily life three things where you say, tawakkaltu ala Allah, internally. I submit, I don't rely on my ability. I just submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who fully learn tawakkul, practice tawakkul, and be of those who constantly rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin.